Page 113. 3. Listening and strategies. Trends in the workplace. B and C. Listen to extracts from 4 conversations. 1.
I mean, every company should offer it, really. It just makes it easier to organize your own life, especially if you have a family and you have to get your kids to school and so on.
Oh, I agree. There's nothing worse than a 9-to-5 day. Like, for me, it means I can do errands in the morning before work, you know, instead of taking time off or having to rush and do them on my lunch break.
Right. Actually, the program is being extended at our company, so that you can go into work anytime between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. I mean, you have to be at work between 10 and 2. They're saying the biggest advantage is that it helps keep employees.
Well, that's good. When a lot of people leave, it's not good for business.
Right. That, and people are less stressed. I guess because they can manage their personal lives better. Like you said, you can go to appointments and do errands, etc.
I guess the disadvantage, though, is you don't always know when someone will be at their desk.
2.
I mean, yes, it's nice if you don't have to go in every day, obviously. And I know some people say they get a lot more done. And I guess a lot of people can do it with email and so on. But the problem is, it's easy to get distracted. See, I'm just not that organized and disciplined, so I would look around and see what chores I should do. Like, I'd want to do my laundry, empty the dishwasher, etc.
Yeah, well, there is that. I guess it's easy to do things like that instead of concentrating on work. But still, a lot of employees are being allowed to do it. Some employers positively encourage them to do it because they know people are more productive that way.
Right.
Apparently, a lot of people are being hired from other cities. It's not always easy to find the right people with the right skills in our small city, especially for IT staff. So that's why they let people telecommute.
So that they can hire more qualified staff.
Right. Well, I have to say I would do it, if I could. Like I said, at least I'd get my laundry and chores and so on done. And I'd save on gas, too. That would be good.
3.
You know, and that's not good, really. I mean, even if it's unpaid, it would be better than not having it.
I agree. I mean, when we had our first, I really needed the help, you know, with feeding and changing and so forth. It was difficult being at home by myself. I wish my husband could have been there.
So his company didn't offer it then?
No, and I could only take a few weeks off. It wasn't long enough. I mean, I'm sure it's better for the company, too. You know, employees who get leave like that are happier and less stressed.
I bet. I suppose the disadvantage is, I imagine, men might think that their bosses won't see them as serious about their work, you know, as a result of taking time off like that. And it might harm their chances of promotion, etc.
True, but it's more important to spend that time with your family, don't you think?
4.
Yeah, it definitely has its advantages, though mostly for the company, I think. I mean, from their point of view, they save a lot of money, apparently, by not having a workspace and a desk and so on for everyone.
Yeah, that would be a little weird for me. I mean, what would you do with all your stuff, like your family photos and your coffee mug and things like that?
Well, I guess they have lockers to store all your personal things, but it would be a pain, you know, calling to reserve a desk for the day. I mean, it's probably okay for salespeople if they're hardly ever in the office, but...
Oh, I'd hate it. You know, they tried hot desking back in the 80s, and I heard a lot of people didn't like it. They said employees didn't feel connected to the team, so they, like, never got the chance to get to know each other and build relationships at work and so on and so forth.
So even though it didn't work then, it's being tried again now.